Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Nicole Luzer is the program head for pollution and climate change at the Center for Environmental Rights. Good morning. How are you doing? Thanks for joining us so bright and early.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you. Yes, I'm doing well.
So can you just give us some context around this?
Yes, absolutely. So we are the Center for Environmental Rights. We've brought this case on behalf of three environmental justice groups, one being the youth-led African Climate Alliance, and then the other group is a community-based organization, the Bokani Environmental Justice Movement, and the third group is Groundwork. Essentially, we have, for a number of years, on behalf of our clients, sought to engage with government, highlighting the harms that burning coal for electricity has for not only human health and the environment, but also for our climate. South Africa is the 13th largest greenhouse gas emitter in the world. So our greenhouse gas emissions are quite significant on a global scale. We know that South Africa's coal-fired power electricity is the biggest contributor to those emissions, and those emissions, of course, give rise to climate change. Government itself has acknowledged that South Africa as a country is extremely vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. We're essentially, our temperatures are warming at twice the average global rate. So if we're talking about a 2-degree temperature increase globally, we're talking about 4 degrees hotter for South Africa, which I probably don't need to tell you means devastating impacts for our country. And again, this also isn't just about increased temperatures, it's about increased water scarcity. And these are the kinds of severe impacts that are going to have really, really devastating consequences for vulnerable communities, for our young people, for future generations. So in this litigation, we have argued that these plans for new coal-fired power pose unjustifiable limitations to constitutional rights, including the rights of children. And why we say it's unjustifiable is because there are cleaner alternative electricity sources available to government. Government itself has acknowledged that if it were to plan an optimal electricity system, that would not include any new coal. In other words, a least cost optimized electricity system does not include new coal-fired power. It includes clean electricity sources from renewable energy. And in fact, we've commissioned some modeling on this, and it shows that if government intends to proceed with these plans for new coal, we're looking at spending at least 23 billion rand additionally in comparison to an electricity system that wouldn't have this coal. And I think it's also just important to highlight this, obviously, in the context of load shedding.
Well, I was just going to say, because
severe electricity shortage.
Although what your it's very lofty, the ideal and important, and of course we know how terrible South Africa is, but you do risk a lot of negativity given the fact that we don't have enough power anyway. And is that a concern for you?
Well, I think it's just important to emphasize that, you know, this electricity capacity that's being proposed would in any event not resolve the electricity crisis we're facing today. This electricity is only intended to come online by like 2030 earliest. So this isn't the solution to the immediate concern, and government knows that. And importantly, what we are trying to achieve with this litigation is to ensure that the barriers to clean alternative electricity sources, which can be up and running much quicker and which are much cheaper, that those can get underway earlier. So this isn't about, you know, this isn't about stopping electricity access. In fact, it's about ensuring that South Africans have access to clean, affordable electricity. It's uncontested that renewable energy is simply much, much cheaper and much more efficient. And it can be, also renewable energy systems can come online much quicker than than coal-fired power.
Yeah, Mark, one of our listeners, saying, good morning. South Africa's attitude towards global warming is disgraceful. They could have introduced solar and renewable electricity at least a decade ago, especially after 2008. However, the corrupt ANC were only concerned by their own corrupt coal contracts and coal operations. It is disgraceful not to be concerned about the environment and people's health. What a shame that is. And that's a sentiment from one of our listeners this morning. What is the resistance? Is there resistance to renewable and safe energy in the form of whether it's solar, wind, or what have you?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I mean, I think there's a lot of resistance in the sense that it's, you know, our electricity system is based on coal. I think there are a lot of vested interests in the continued reliance on coal. And then there are also a few misconceptions, for example, around this alleged need for base load. Yes, we do need, you know, there is a need for generation capacity that can come online when, for example, the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing, but that doesn't need to be necessarily coal. Or the idea of base load is now out, so to speak. It's about establishing flexible electricity generation systems. And, you know, there are various ways of doing this, and there are experts in the field, including, for example, the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research that gives advice to government that, you know, they've all done this modeling, and they've shown governments at length that there are more affordable ways of doing electricity planning. And as I said, government itself has acknowledged this. And there are a number of other myths also, for example, the cost issue. Although I think the last round of successful renewable energy projects demonstrated quite clearly that renewables are now far, far, far cheaper than new coal.
And of course, the worst part is that we live in a country with so much sunshine and wind in certain areas that we really are the best poised to be able to follow this route. I guess coal to some extent might have been a good thing, but it's also a bit of a curse because we can just rely on it.
Yes, exactly. And it's expensive and also, as load shedding has shown us, unreliable in many
Absolutely.
Ways. Yes, and South Africa is particularly well endowed with sun and wind. I think we are one of the few countries globally that is optimal for both.
Yeah. I wonder if, has anyone looked at the, and I don't know how possible it is to quantify it, but the cost on our health. If we look at pollution and what pollution does to our health in terms of, even if you look at it from an economic perspective, not just the cost of medicine and the cost of treating people for what follows a living in a polluted area, but sick days, things like that, people taking off work. Is there any way to kind of quantify what that cost is? Because when you're looking at it and people saying, well, renewable energy is expensive, well, actually, there are a lot of other costs associated with living in a polluted city as well.
Yes, so that exercise has been done. An economist, doctor, or I don't know if he is an economist, Dr. Mike Holland did that research in 2017 for Groundwork, essentially quantifying the number of attributable deaths caused by Eskom's air pollution, and that number came to, I think, 2,200 attributable deaths annually as a result of Eskom's air pollution.
Wow.
And that's just deaths. And then, of course, there are, you know, there's illness, and then there's the
chronic conditions associated with it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think the cost was, let's just get the exact number, but it's certainly in the billions. That kind of cost to society is something that we've long argued needs to be factored in. I mean, that's an external cost. And I mean, the communities and the individuals we work with, individuals who've given testimony in this particular case about what it has been like to live, you know, in the shadow of Eskom's coal-fired power. It doesn't equal the prosperity that government often refers to when it tries to encourage the development of coal-fired power stations. Quite the contrary, actually. A number of these individuals and the people we work with, they are sick, their children are sick, they have to spend They have to miss work or they have to miss school to go to the clinic. They have to pay for medication themselves. And all of this, you know, these costs are enormous costs that have to be borne disproportionately by these communities who are essentially bearing the brunt of South Africa's electricity choices. In addition, of course, to the cost to the fiscus, as you mentioned earlier about things like lost productivity, lost working days.
Absolutely. Right. Yep.
Yeah.
That's all we have time for, and unfortunately, good luck with the case. Please keep us posted as to how it is going.